As we approach November 6th, we're hosting a series of short debates on the three ballot questions facing all Massachusetts voters this year. Today, we look at question two. It aims to reverse the Citizens United Supreme Court decision. A yes vote would begin a long process that could lead to more limits on political spending and corporate rights. A no vote would keep the status quo. I'm joined by Jeff Clements of People Govern Not Money, who supports a yes vote. Thanks for being here, Jeff.
Thank you, Carrie.
And Paul Craney with the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance wants a no vote. Paul is the spokesperson and serves on the board of that organization. Thanks for being here, Paul.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
At its center, this is really about that Citizens United decision. That's the 2010 landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling dealing with regulation of political campaign spending by organizations and corporate personhood. Paul, can you explain how what we have now is working?
Sure. So after 2010, the Supreme Court essentially ruled that Citizens United is the law of the land. And what that basically means is it's a campaign finance law that was clear and fair for everyone. Everyone, meaning individuals, employers, and unions, are able to have as much speech as they would like in elections and campaigns, so long as they don't coordinate with the candidate or the party. That's fair. That's clear. That allows the threshold for everyone to achieve the same amount of voice that they would like. And it's worth preserving. It's our First Amendment right.
Jeff, why are you advocating for change?
Well, because there's a couple of false premises in the notion about what Citizens United meant. We don't have as much free speech as we like. We have now a right to spend as much money as we can to influence the political process. That's not the same as free speech. I think every American has a free speech right, and every American should have a free speech right. What we don't have is, if we have billions of dollars, whether we're corporations, unions, or billionaires, to buy a political system, drown out the voices of other Americans, and corrupt the political process. That's what Citizens United did when it struck down reasonable campaign finance laws that had stood for many, many years. And subsequent cases have done even worse, wiping out state laws that had stood for more than a century.
Paul, ballot question two would create an unpaid nonpartisan commission on limiting political spending and corporate rights. That commission would write up its recommendations in the next year. There would still be several steps for the public and voters to weigh in. What's the harm in getting that discussion started?
So thank you for bringing that up. I mean, anytime you look at campaign finance law, it's so important to look at the details, because there's, in theory, then there's in practice. Question two would essentially empower a group of people. In this case, it's very specific. It includes a lot of politicians at the state house. So lawmakers, the governor, the attorney general, and many others. And frankly, some of those folks are Democrats, some are Republicans, but for the most part, in Massachusetts, most people are Democrats that are elected. And that's fine if you're a Democrat, but if you're somewhere that is not a Democrat, if you're someone that's an independent or Republican, you should have concern, because what you're doing with this question, if you vote yes, is you are empowering a bunch of elected officials to draft restrictions on your free speech. And that's very problematic. Any elected official, Republican, Democrat, or independent, has one goal. It's called self-preservation. Campaign finance law is often used as a weapon to silence opposing views and silence their opposition. And that's unfortunate. And unfortunately, in this case, with question two, you are empowering elected officials at the state house to draft legislation to restrict the public's speech. That should be terrifying for most people when they hear that.
Jeff, you're clearly on the other side of that coin. Government has so many commissions. Citizens United has been hotly debated already by activists, the media, legal experts. Why is there more study needed?
Well, it's not just more study. And I have to correct a mischaracterization about what this law does. It does not empower politicians to draft anything, let alone free speech restrictions. Go to peoplegovern.org. You can read it yourself. What this law does is empower citizens. Every single voter in Massachusetts is eligible to apply to be on the Citizen Commission. The law that if you vote yes on question two will create this volunteer, no cost to the taxpayer, Citizen Commission representing the citizens. It's very clear that it has to have political diversity, demographic diversity. Its intent is to get Democrats, Republicans, independents from the citizenry to serve together to solve a significant problem for this country and this Commonwealth. And that problem is We have existential threats right now to the country from climate catastrophe, $21 trillion in debt, an opioid crisis. We can't solve these problems if our political system is bought and paid for by the same interests that are profiting from the status quo. We need a constitutional amendment to end the corruption of our political system and empower the citizens, not the politicians. The current system favors incumbents.
Paul, you have said that even if someone disagrees with Citizens United, a constitutional amendment is a dangerous way about addressing it. The only other option, right, isn't that just the Supreme Court?
Yeah, and the Supreme Court rightly ruled on this case. And the reason why this is dangerous to put the U.S. Constitution because you're discriminating. You're discriminating against certain voices in the political process. Citizens United was clear and fair. It allowed employers, individuals, and unions the same ability to express their points of view as much as they want. There's nothing that's unfair about that. But when you put into the state constitution that there are winners and losers, that's very problematic. That's actually why Citizens United happened, because there was layer after layer of campaign finance law that was used as a weapon to silence some people's point of view and their speech. This ballot question, again, I want to stress, is very important when you look at the details. It argues, you know, and I don't knock Jeff, I think he has very good intentions, but it strips employers and unions of rights, not just in campaign finance law, but even more so. I mean, I'm sitting here with you at your studio. I have no right to come here, neither does the government, say, I want to search your human personnel records, right? You would say to the government, go get yourself a search warrant. There are rights for this organization, just like there's rights for unions to advocate for their employees, just like there's rights for businesses to advocate for the individual employees.
Paul, thank you. We do need to move on. We flipped a coin right before we started. Closing statements first, Paul.
Sure. So Citizens United is a great decision because it empowers people, individuals, and employers to have a voice in the political process. Question two specifically puts your freedom of speech at risk. It allows elected officials at the State House to be the ones that draft restrictions on our speech.
And Jeff.
So for 200 years in this country, we had rights for everybody, equal citizens, an ability to run for office, whether born in a log cabin or a mansion. That's what the American Revolution that started here in Massachusetts is all about. Citizens United is new and radical. What it says is that you have more rights if you have more money. You can buy politicians and buy the elections. That's not the American Revolution. Vote yes on question two to create the Citizen Commission to advance a constitutional amendment to secure rights for all Americans to free speech, put voices of everybody into the political system, and we'll begin to be able to solve problems together again.
Jeff Clements of People Govern Not Money, and we were also joined by Paul Craney with the Massachusetts Fiscal Alliance. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Carrie Healy. There's more election 2018 coverage at our website, nepr.net. This is New England Public Radio.